Good morning. For WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne. A local company played a key role in creating a traveling exhibit for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and that exhibit will open at the Putnam Museum in Davenport this weekend, just in time for the Super Bowl. Tim Wren and a team from Moline-based Silver Oaks Communications put together the multimedia exhibit. It's called Gridiron Glory.
We've got, you know, a number of designers working on, since there were so many programs, we had multiple designers working on it. And we had multiple video editors working with video content, our audio engineer helping with the audio, team of project managers making sure everything stays on time and on budget, you know, and then myself overseeing it all.
The traveling exhibit has been touring the U.S. since 2012 and features many artifacts from the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Ohio. Wren says Gridiron Glory includes 13 different multimedia and interactive components.
Using an actual instant replay booth that we got from the NFL, we kind of retrofitted it and created a program where a visitor can actually choose from a number of different plays, see the play, rewind it, put it in slow motion, and be able to basically make the call on the field.
The Pro Football Hall of Fame exhibit will open this Saturday at the Putney Museum and will continue through June. A new program to help drug addicts will stress treatment instead of arrest and jail. Yesterday, police and the Sheriff's Department in Rock Island County and the Robert Young Center announced Safe Passage. Sheriff Jerry Busto says Safe Passage will allow people to seek treatment without fear of being arrested.
Now, these individuals are able to come to any of our police departments or the Sheriff's Office here, turn in their drugs, turn in their paraphernalia over to an officer without repercussions of being arrested. And we will start with getting them on the path that they need to recovery.
He says treatment will be provided by the Robert Young Center here in the Quad Cities. Mark Van Clavern is the police chief of Silvis.
This isn't a poor problem. This isn't a rich problem. This hits all socioeconomical levels of society. So this is a burden on families, on our social system, on our jails, on the police.
Since 2008, Illinois has recorded 11,000 deaths due to drug overdoses, including 1,900 last year. There have been 64 drug-related deaths in Rock Island County since 2011. Busto says as part of the treatment, people will be paired with a volunteer called a Safe Passage Guide, and Edgewood Baptist Church in Rock Island has agreed to provide the first group of volunteers, but more are needed. A three-member Iowa State Senate panel is delaying a decision on a bill that would require all drug prescriptions to be submitted to pharmacies electronically. Senator Tom Green, who worked as a pharmacist, says the bill would help curb the abuse of opioids and other controlled substances.
I have so blatantly had people hand me a handwritten prescription, and the doctor wrote for 10 sleeping pills, basically, and they changed the 1 to a 4. Easy change.
The Iowa Board of Pharmacy filed the bill, which would take effect next year. Lobbyists for medical providers are concerned 2019 would be too soon to get the proper software in place, especially for rural providers. Opponents of a bill to outlaw so-called sanctuary cities in Iowa filled a committee room with an overflowing crowd at the State House yesterday. The bill would penalize any community that approves policies to prevent local law enforcement from cooperating with federal immigration authorities. Iowa law enforcement agencies opposed the bill. Storm Lake Police Chief Mark Prosser says the bill will make undocumented immigrants retreat into the shadows instead of reporting crimes. The bill's chief sponsor, Denison Republican Stephen Holt, says sanctuary cities provide safe haven to dangerous criminals who have been released to commit serious crimes in other states. No Iowa communities have declared themselves sanctuary cities, but Holt says Iowa City has moved in that direction with its ordinance preventing the use of local resources to enforce immigration laws. The son of billionaire investor Warren Buffett says he's going to donate about $1.5 million to Macon County, Illinois, which includes Decatur. Howard Buffett is the sheriff of Macon County. He's pledged to give $1.4 million to help pay for a wide range of expenses, from new software at the county jail to drug-related autopsies. The Decatur Herald and Review reports Buffett will give 13 donations. They include $60,000 to help pay for autopsies of those who are suspected to have died from overdoses. The federal tax cut could save almost $150 million in utility bills for Iowa residents. This comes as the state's investor-owned utility companies pass along some of their corporate tax reductions. The Des Moines Register reports that utility companies like MidAmerican and Alliant will save millions as part of the new tax law signed by President Trump in December. The federal corporate income tax rate dropped from 35% to 21% on January 1st. For WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.